With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is indicating he is not interested in making a deal with Iran.
The president said the U.S. has no plans to negotiate with Iran's remaining leadership.
We're not looking to settle. They'd like to settle. We're not looking to settle.
Earlier, the president declared that he would not accept anything less than unconditional surrender. The Iranian president responded by saying the U.S. demand for surrender is a dream that they should take to their grave, and he threatened more strikes on American targets in the Middle East. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is well on its way to destroying Iran's ability to threaten its neighbors and the world with its missiles.
This is a terrorist government. This is a terroristic regime. And we are seeing them conduct terrorism using nation-state elements, using weapons like missiles and one-way attack drones. And the objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that. And we are well on our way to achieving that objective every single day with overwhelming force, with overwhelming precision.
And New York City's police commissioner says authorities are investigating whether men who brought improvised explosive devices to a protest outside of New York City's mayoral residence were inspired by an international terrorist group.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
That's Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who says there could be an ISIS connection, but no sign it's related to the fighting going on in Iran.
At this time, we do not have any information that connects this investigation to what's going on overseas in Iran.
The devices, which did not explode, were hurled during raucous counter-demonstrations on Saturday near Gracie Mansion during an event called Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City. This is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
London police say four men have been arrested on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. The Metropolitan Police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. Britain's campaign against anti-Semitism says it is grateful to police for foiling the alleged plot because it accuses the government of not taking the threat from Iran seriously. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is following global markets lower while oil prices briefly spike to around $120 per barrel as the Iran war threatens production and shipping in the Mideast. The last time oil rose above $100 a barrel was shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $3.48. It's $5.20 per gallon in California. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index plunged more than 5%, with markets across Europe losing between 2 and 3%. Shares of major U.S. airlines continue their descent as spiking fuel prices are expected to eat into profits. China's latest five-year economic plan stresses two themes. One is building a robust domestic market. The other, building China into a global tech leader. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More at srnnews.com.